From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The Secretary of Health and Human Services announced today that anthrax vaccine will be made available to thousands of Capitol Hill and postal workers. The government is worried that people who inhaled large numbers of anthrax spores may still have live spores in their bodies. The plan calls for offering the vaccine, but not necessarily recommending that anyone take it. NPR's David Kestenbaum has more.
Lieutenant Colonel John Gravenstein has been in demand recently. Today he was in a car trying to find the U.S. Postal Service building in Washington, D.C. Yesterday he was on Capitol Hill. Gravenstein is deputy director of the Defense Department's anthrax vaccine program. He says the physicians in charge of Capitol Hill are recommending vaccines for about 70 people who were nearby when the anthrax letter was opened, even if they've taken 60 days' worth of antibiotics.
The antibiotics don't kill the spores. They kill the bacteria when they come out of the spore form, when they sprout or germinate. And for people who may have inhaled a very large dose, 60 days may not be enough.
The vaccine was effective in tests on wool workers, though they presumably were only exposed to small doses of anthrax. It's also been tested in monkeys.
If the rhesus monkeys inhale a large dose of spores, the data so far shows that about 95% of them would survive that high dose of spores. So we consider the effectiveness of the vaccine quite good.
Now, the risk of anyone getting anthrax at this point is presumably low. Nobody from Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle's office has gotten sick. But the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is offering people who may have inhaled spores two new options: an additional 40 days of antibiotics or 40 days of antibiotics and the vaccine. Gravenstein says if he had been in Daschle's office the day the letter was opened, he would get the shots. Like many in the military, he's had them. They're not painless, he says, but they're worth it.
Anthrax vaccine can cause lumps in the arm at the injection site. I had a lump with doses 1 and 3, but not with doses 2 and 4. The shot burned a little bit more than usual than, you know, flu shots, but all in all, it was just another vaccine.
Soldiers typically get vaccinated before they head into the field. In this case, some people would be getting the vaccine after they've been exposed to anthrax spores, and the vaccine hasn't been approved for that purpose. Larry Siegel is deputy director of the D.C. Health Department. He's concerned the vaccine hasn't been tested this way in people. I asked him what he imagined the problem might be.
Well, I'm a medical doctor. I've been trained in science, and so I don't use imagination on stuff like that. I think that we have to have data to support recommendations to people relative to the use of vaccines or any other kind of medication.
The vaccine would be most useful to people who might have inhaled large numbers of spores, but it would also be available to anyone on the 60-day antibiotic treatment, a total of nearly 10,000 people. It's unclear how many will sign up. Vaccination would require three shots at two-week intervals. Siegel says since the procedure is experimental, there would be a form to sign.
You'd have to go through what's called an informed consent process, where it would be explained to you what all the pros and cons are, and then you would have to agree to be evaluated over a period of time to find out whether it was effective and whether you had any side effects of any kind that would be of concern, and so forth and so on for some unknown period of time.
The D.C. Health Department sometimes disagrees with the federal government. The department was recommending antibiotics for postal workers at a time when the CDC was not. Siegel's not sure what the D.C. Health Department's position will be on the vaccine. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.